Hello, everybody. This is Jeff Armstrong, and I'm coming to you today to talk about using Winamp to listen to podcasts, which is kind of a crazy thing that I've fallen into because I just got tired of dealing with Juice. I have been having problems with it where if I leave it sit open, it starts downloading things that I had already set as skipped. I don't know why it does that. You know, maybe I need to learn more about the program. I don't know, but I couldn't find a way to stop its bad behavior. Filling up my hard drive, and I don't want my hard drive filled up with stuff that I may or may not want to listen to. I would try to open the program and then hurry up and get to the list where in the subscriptions page, you have a list of your podcasts that you're subscribed to. And then within each of those, of course, you have the sub list that lets you decide whether you're going to download something or whether you're going to skip it. And every time that I would skip it, that would stay that way for a while. But then eventually I'd always come back and find that they had downloaded anyway. So enough about that. Point being that I uninstalled Juice and decided I was going to find some other way to do this. So this is cumbersome, so it's probably not for very many people, but if your main concern is not downloading everything you listen to and that you like to be able to pick and choose which ones you listen to, using Winamp as a listening device for, or as a listening tool for podcasts can work out pretty good. I'm recording today on the Edirol R09 with the internal microphones set to 96 kbps MP3 at 44/100. And I figured that was just a lot simpler than putting it on the computer and then converting it and all that good stuff. I don't wrap music and things into anything I record just because I'm lazy, I guess. I don't know. But maybe eventually I'll start doing that once I get a little better at it. I found that I really like the recordings that I would get on the iRiver 899, but unfortunately my use or abuse of the stereo microphones that I had led to their early demise, or let's say they still work, but the right microphone has so much electronic hum and on and off again static that it's not worth troubling with them. So I'm not going to be using those anymore. I'll start off using these internal microphones and see how that goes. Okay. So I'm in Windows and I was listening to podcast. One More Square. Larry was recording. And
you ready?
I listen to it.
Here we go.
I have my stereo and my computer linked up together. And
here we go.
I'll pause it. And so hopefully that comes across on this recording, the sound of Jaws over there. So I'm in Winamp, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to open the library window with Alt-L. Let's see. What did I do?
Alt tab. Volume select podcast. Microsoft Alt tab. Okay. One. EZT 737. One More Square. MP3. Window pause selected. One.
Okay. EZT 7. Let's try again. Maybe I had it up and I just shut it down.
Library.
There it is. Okay. I must have had it up and I shut it down. So Alt L toggles your library window off and on. There's many other windows you can toggle off and on, like the equalizer and the video playback window and on and on, and even the main window can be turned off and on, though I don't know why one would do that. So I'll get into how you get a podcast in Winamp. In the library,
the
first time you tab, it says library button. That would be something you would go into to set the change settings that have to do with what the library itself is doing. The library being a function of Winamp where you can have it search your hard drive, for example, and catalog all of your music for you. And then you could come in here and use this as a front end to play back your music or to make playlists or that kind of thing. Again, Winamp is kind of cumbersome, and I know that earlier versions were easier to use because some people had written JAWS scripts, and I'm sure WindowEyes set files. I think that's what it is. The other speech program that the, of the main two. And they had been included in recent versions of JAWS, those script files. And I guess version 5.0 of Winamp is much more usable than the 5.23 that I'm using, which is the latest version of Winamp. But to get the functionality I wanted, that's why I have 5.23, to get this podcasting functionality. Whether it's in 5, I don't recall it being in 5.0, but I could be wrong. Anyway, so that was the first tab. We tab again, and we are on subscriptions. Now, if I was to hit the home key, I'd go all the way up to the top of the list, which is now playing, and there's things on here about the audio that's on your hard drive or the video, and there's online services like AOL Radio, which I believe are subscription paid services, but I'm not 100% sure. I don't really care because I don't use any of that. What I'm interested in is when you come down here to subscriptions, and just above subscriptions, or I guess it's above, would be the list of current podcasts that I have on here. Now, I know from experience that this program messes with JAWS. And the technique I've found useful is I'm going to shift tab back over to library. When I tab and it says subscriptions, and it's saying 2 of 3, that's just in this particular sub list of the main list. I know to go down, and it says downloads. I go up.
Blind Cool Tech not selected.
It says Blind Cool Tech not selected.
Blind Cool Tech selected.
I went down, and now it says Blind Cool Tech.
Donald Rousseau selected. Confession, a Scott Cyber podcast novel selected. Republic of Avalon Radio selected. NPR Sunday Puzzle selected. NPR Wait Wait Don't Tell Me selected. Science Friday Megan Science Radio Active selected. APM Future Test selected. APM American Radio Works selected.
And so those are the ones I've loaded so far. You probably heard me cycle through it before. I was on a page to get the URL for Lynette's Slice of Life podcast.
The next step is, of course, create land. The next step is, of course, to create your own land. If you have thought pitching software such as iPod or the accessible pocket, or you can copy and paste this link to subscribe to our feed. And https://berlin.libsyn.com/rss. Land.
Okay, so it's all in that one line. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to hit shift, down arrow, control C to copy it. Now I'm going to alt tab back into Winamp Library. All right, now that I'm on the name of a podcast, I can hit tab again.
Add button to activate.
It's an add button, so I'll hit spacebar. And now I'm going to just tab around this little tiny window to see what's in it. Okay, there's the add button, which you do when you're done.
Use default settings radio button check.
Okay, no reason to change that because it's been working fine.
Cancel button to activate. Press add. Update every combo box to change the selection.
Okay, so it's telling me how often do I update this one?
Never. Hey. 12 hours. 6 hours. 3 hours. Hour. 30 minutes.
Okay, so it can go from 30 minutes.
Hour.
1 hour.
3 hours.
3 hours.
6 hours.
6 hours.
12 hours.
12 hours.
Eight.
Every day.
Eight.
Every week.
Never.
Never. So I'm just going to tell it
eight.
Once a week to update this. You'll see that that's really not that important of a setting.
Edit.
And now it's an edit line for the URL.
Paste it from clipboard.
So I'm going to hit Control V and paste it. I'm going to tab off it and back on to have it read it.
Add. Add. Add.
There's the add button, and I'm going to hit spacebar.
Space.
And now it's added.
EZT 737, one more square. MP3, win, pause, win, library. Add library button to activate tab. 313 new subscriptions. 203 to move.
Down.
Line cool text not selected. Select list new line cool text selected.
Down.
The Dominant Brew Show. Select Infection. As Republic of Avalon. NPR. Sunday. NPR. Wait. Science Friday. APM. New APM. American Mullen Slice of Life podcast selected.
Okay. Mullen Slice of Life. So now I'm going to hit Shift Tab to go over to this list of shows.
Shift Tab. List new welcome to Liberated Syndication 1013 2005 article with media not selected. One of the... Superlist Podcast Test Career, MP3, 10, Superlist Podcast Test Podcast 1, MP3, 1021, 2005, article with media selected.
So let's see how far.
And Soundscape, 610, 2006, article with media selected.
Okay, so it's already got me up to date, but if it hadn't given me all the shows, or if I opened this back up several days from now and I know she's got another show up there, I'm going to hit Shift Tab again.
Shift Tab, refresh button to activate press
and space. That's the refresh button.
Space.
So I hit the space bar, and that would refresh me. And I've used this many times on many podcasts like Larry's, and it does refresh, and it brings up the latest episodes. Now, these aren't downloaded. These are just the titles. So that's all it's doing is downloading the titles.
The A-List Plus, 529-2006. Art, we remember as well. 542, Phoenix Rising, 572, Neil's First Podcast, 542-2006. Article with media selected.
Okay.
At List View, Mullins, Slice of Life Podcast selected. 10 of 10.
So that's that.
APM, Science Friday, Making Science for NPR, Wait, NPR, Sunday Puzzle selected. Republic of Avalon Radio, Infection, a Scott Cyber Podcast, The Dominant Brew Show, Blind Cool Tech selected.
Okay, I'm on Blind Cool Tech.
Your tab, List View, OC22C11-2000. And Eason's Tutorial, 611-2000, Word Grammar Review, 6-1 more square, 6 Tech Talk Scripter Review, 6-10, Titles, 6-10, Birdseye, Diddy, Meritash, Ma, 6-10-2000, Home, OC22C11.
Okay, so I'm just moving around in the list, so it looks like goes down to this 1-1-2006, which I think is the first one listed on Larry's current page, and then there's Archives. Now, as far as the archives go, I don't know that even Juice will let you grab the archives without going to his website. I suppose you could set this up with the same address and use archives. I can certainly try that here. Let's see. Okay.
Add button, tab, edit button to activate, press space,
try edit.
Line cool tech dialog, update every, edit, HTTP double tab, save button to activate, tab, use default settings, radio button checked, tab, cancel button to tab, update every combo box, never, 1 of 8, to change the selection, use app, edit, http://www.coolsit.com/bcc at home, selected, http://www.coolsit.com/bcc.xml.
No, I don't know. I don't think I better mess with that.
Escape.
I'll escape out of there.
Escape. Tab, save button to activate, press space bar, tab, use default settings, radio button checked, 1 of 2, to change the select, shift tab, save button to add space, 1, BCT 737,
okay,
1 square, MP3, win, pause, win, library, tab, library button, tab, 313 new subscriptions, 2, combos, line cool tech not selected, select, list view, line cool tech selected, 1 of 1, shift tab, list view, OC22C11.
Okay, so,
Eason's tutorial, 611, work memory, 1 more square, 611,
so let's go back to this one more square, and so let's say we just wanted to listen to that podcast, so, we'll hit the Applications key.
Applications, context menu, play media to navigate, press up or down arrow.
Okay, and the first thing on the menu is play media.
Leaving menus, list view, one more square, 611.
I hit enter. Okay, and so you can see, I'll control tab over to the player window.
One more square, empty space.
Hit pause, the space bar, and control tab back to the library. Always brings me back to the same place. I have to tab twice to get back over to this list of stuff and down to downloads. And up to Blind Cool Tech and back down to select. And on the list, if okay, so here's one more square. Now, if I had wanted to actually keep that podcast, because listening to it will not put it on your hard drive, it's just listening to it. And this allows me, because I don't want to keep copies of podcasts, and unless they're instructional, like there's one on here about the R09 menus, I definitely think I'll download that one. And there have been others that I've downloaded in the past where it's talked about how to use other players or instructions that Lynette gave on how to do certain things in Excel or whatever. If it's something like that, that it's a reference, I can use it again, then I'm going to download it. But other than that, I don't want to have all these cluttering up the drive. Once I listen to something, I don't usually like to listen to it a second time. So, but if I wanted this, I'd go ahead and hit
Applications, context menu, play media to navigate, press up or down arrow key.
Okay, so it says play media.
Into a media E.
Okay, in queue, the media, which means to throw it in the queue, so it'll be next to play in WinAmp.
Download media E.
Download media. Let's go ahead and hit spacebar.
Space.
Nope. Enter.
Win menus. List view one more square 611 2006 article with media selected. 446 of 448. To move the items, use the arrow keys.
Okay, and it's going to go ahead and just act like nothing happened, but it's downloading that. And, let's see if it gives me. Let's try. Nope. It's not showing me any kind of status window. But I can go and find it here. I can go look and see if it's downloaded already. Okay, I'm going to Windows D to go to the desktop. And then I'm going to hit... There you go. Okay. I don't know if that's the finished size or if it's just currently downloading it.
BCP 674 reading traffic. MP3 artist Larry Scutcheon album title. Wine Cool Teddy Year 2006 duration 04542 type. Win media file bit rate 128 kbps protected. No size 41.8 MB.
No size, and then it tells you the size. Well, whatever. Maybe I am not hearing it properly, but that was an earlier podcast. Now let's see if this one shows up at the same size again.
BCP 737, one more square. MP3 type with media file size 13.0 MB.
Okay, still says 13. Let's hit F5.
F5, not selected.
To refresh.
And sample music. BCP 737, one more square. MP3 type with media file size 23.5 MB.
Yeah, I thought so. So it's still actively downloading that file. I don't know what size it's going to end up being. But so it's doing it in the background, and it's putting it under My Documents. Under My Music. I currently haven't found where to access that setting. That doesn't mean I won't find it here pretty quick if I look for it. It's probably in an INI file somewhere in there. Yeah, under the subdirectory that WinAmp is kept in. So, anyway, so you have the option to listen to a program or to download it or to do both. And let's see if I've missed anything else in this.
OTAP. Mullins Slice of Life Podcast. Microsoft Internet Explorer. OTAP. My documents selected. My documents. OTAP. Mullins Slice of Life. OTAP. 1. BCP 737. Okay. 1 more square. MP3. Win pause. Selected. 1. BCP 737. 1 more square. MP3. Win pause. Track 1. BCP 737. 1 more square. MP3. You are in the main window. No other windows are open.
Which is not true.
Library.
I hit Control Tab. Well, they're not open. Okay, because they're in the background. So I hit Control Tab, and now it is open. The library.
Tab, library button to access tab. 313 new subscriptions. 203 to move the room.
So.
Blank Cool Tech not select. List view Blank Cool Tech selected.
Okay, so Blank Cool Tech, and then you can keep hitting Tab out of that list of podcasts or whatever.
Add button to activate. Press space bar.
And we can add a new one.
Add button to activate. Press space bar.
Edit the current one that's highlighted.
Add delete button to activate. Press space bar.
Delete the current one that's highlighted, and I believe I'm not going to find out because I don't want to delete that, but I believe it asks you for confirmation.
Add play button to activate. Press space bar.
And there's a play button.
Add enter button to activate. Press space bar.
In queue button.
Add visit site button to activate. Press space bar.
Visit site, which will go to the actual site that you've given it the URL for.
Add download media button to activate. Press
download media.
App refresh button to activate press space bar.
And refresh button.
App list new OC 22. And then we're 2006 article with media not selected. 1 of 448. The move.
Okay, so then we're coming back around to the list of programs again. So everything I was doing from the applications menu, obviously there's a button here for it. And I wonder, let's see if there's
app list new my cool
shortcuts.
1 of 10. The move that I can use. App button to activate. App button to activate press space bar. App delete button to activate. App play button to activate press space bar.
It's not telling me one.
App enter the button to activate press space bar.
No.
App visit site button to activate press space bar. App download the app refresh button. App list new OC. App list new Mind Cool Tech selected. One
okay.
Ten,
so it's not showing me those. So you can basically bring in here any podcast that you like. Then I haven't had any problems with any of them. And I was going to say that NPR, National Public Radio, npr.org, and then you can click on the, or you know, hit enter on the podcast link, and it will show you a listing of all the different podcasts, and it has options in there to sort them by subject matter or that kind of thing. A lot of the radio shows that you normally listen to on NPR are available as a podcast, so that's another good source of programs. And then even PBS.org has some podcasts. Some of their television programming is available as an audio file. Unfortunately, it's not audio described, which, at least not the ones that I've listened to, and I wonder why they would do that, because that would seem to be a perfect fit, even for sighted people, to have an audio description of the soundtrack of a television program, but maybe that's something we'll have to see if we can suggest to them. Also, you have to read carefully what is in each one, because you could sign up for a podcast like I did for, I believe it was American, what was the name of that program? American Stories or American History or something like this, which is a weekly series they have on PBS television. And what I found out after I tried to play some of the podcasts, which sounded really, you know, some of the titles were really cool, went to play them and they were just previews. So some of the ones on PBS.org are just previews. Anyway, it's, you know, it's another idea. I feel bad that I don't know better how to control Winamp with JAWS and to make it bend to my will and not have to keep, you know, cycling around through things and doing all these cumbersome things. But to me, it's worth it because of the fact that I'm not downloading all these files. And I know that just the fact that some of these different podcasts, you know, let's say I went over to the NPR one, and if I had that set up in Juice, it would download all of those. And I mean, just like now, if I reset up Juice, I'd go in there and tell it I only wanted the last five or six podcasts on Larry's site, but eventually it would go in there and download It would go in there and download 448 files eventually, which I'm only assuming somewhere somebody's not going to be real happy with me for sucking up all that bandwidth. And even if they are happy with me, it seems like it would get expensive after a while. So I guess that's my own personal little solution for now. And hopefully somebody else can use this. And I'll be back another time with another idea or something sound seeing. Got some trips coming up. And now that we've got a decent recorder and a decent setup, and I might look into some external microphones. Based on what I heard when Neil was doing testing, these internal microphones do definitely add a lot of hiss to the recording. Now, you know, as much as I'm squeezing down the recording and all that good stuff, would a really good microphone make a difference? I mean, by compressing the audio, I don't know that such a thing would make a noticeable difference. But I really like this recorder. I couldn't wait to get my hands on it. And it is everything everybody's saying. It is very easy to use. Like I said, I I'm hanging it on the front of me with a lanyard that came with my iRiver. So it's kind of a cloth-covered cord, and it's got a little plastic clip, and I've got it clipped to my button panel of my uniform shirt. And that is what I'm going to try to use. I've also noticed that some of the cases, like I have a case that was meant for a digital camera, very nicely padded and everything else, and it's perfectly sized for this. This recorder slides right down in there, and that case loops onto the belt. It doesn't clip on. It loops on, so you have to pull your belt through it, which makes it much more secure. It's going to keep it staying upright, and the case that I have has a pretty thick band of Velcro closure on it, You could also get them that have snaps and things, but anyway, I think that's very secure, and I did see a case for it on one of the websites at Bananas at Large Electronics. I think it's either bananas.com or bananasatlarge.com, one of the two. And but I think they wanted $70 for the case. You know, maybe it's a hard case. I don't know. Or maybe it's got other ways to carry it. But so far, these sort of homemade solutions are going to work for me. The lanyard and the camera case as being a carrying case for it. Now, as far as having a carrying case on your belt that you could record with, I did try a test of recording through the camera case. It does work, but it is an obvious dampener. I mean, you know, going through a padded lid is going to cut down the audio reception in there, so that's not going to work. I suppose you could trim the case, possibly, to allow openings for the microphones. But then again, maybe having a case, a thinner case that would cover it, might be good because these mics don't have windscreens on them. So, anyway, it's all just food for thought. And I appreciate all the work that everybody else has done to make the menus accessible, basically, by pointing out what they say. And what I did was listen to the podcast about the menus by, I don't know who did it, what her name was. I'm sorry about that. But it's on there. It's a very recent podcast. And I listened and I set my menus up right along with what she was saying. Worked out perfectly. Didn't need any help or anything. So that's a good little resource to keep a hold of. Well, that's it for now. So thank you. Take care. And I'll record something else later. Goodbye.